And guess who we have in the studios with us right now?
Got him continue
Another
rolling in.
Another esteemed member of the York County Council by the name of Andy Litton. He's probably the newest face. Are you the newest face?
I am the newest person on there.
Yeah.
A whole year and a half so
whole
far.
Whole year and a half. And he's reliving every one of those days today.
I count the days.
He counts the days. Now, he, of course, represents Western New York County. North, how do I describe that?
Northwest, yeah, the Clover Lake Wylie area.
Whatever.
That'd be Northwest.
The Lake Wylie area, the Clover area, right?
That's correct.
Okay. District number?
District 2.
District number 2. Okay, I think you know what we're talking about.
Absolutely.
You were very vocal along with Councilman Huckabee about what the vote was last week when the surprise amendment was put in there by Councilman Bumperotti to take away all the city's share of the Philo agreement and give it to the Rock Hill School District. So now the third and final vote on the Philo was supposed to be taken on Monday, the 13th. It's been moved up to tomorrow, which is the 8th of July. What do we read in the tea leaves? What can you tell us?
Well, as of right now, there hasn't been a whole lot of conversation on why the meeting is being moved up ahead of schedule. Is it possibly because some council members may not be here for that meeting, or is there some other time constraint? We don't know. There's been a lack of communication. So as of today, we're all going to be surprised.
Have you had, have there been a bunch of conversations going on between council members since that vote was taken a week ago?
There may have been some council member conversations, but some of us that are on the outs didn't have a whole lot of conversations with anybody so far. I guess we've made our point fairly strong, and I guess we're not going to be changing our views probably.
So you are clearly in the minority on this vote.
That's correct.
You might want to explain again for those who missed the meeting as to why you are so adamant in your vote, your position on this.
So the problem that I see with this vote coming up at the second reading and just being thrown out there is that we're so far along in this discussion. You know, these negotiations with these companies take, up to 6 months or more, maybe a year, and there's negotiations all during that process, and that's when we should be talking about any other changes we want to make against, what we standard. But if we're going to make those changes, we need to do it so that the company and all other stakeholders have the opportunity to rebut it or agree to it or whatever. But no communication, just dumping it out there at the last minute just throws the whole thing in turmoil. And that's just not the way that you should run a county. You shouldn't run a business. You shouldn't run your own life that way and just, make decisions on a whim, especially when you're making decisions that affect other entities and they don't have a say-so in what you're doing except for, a yes or no vote. The amount of money that we're talking about, maybe a 5% increase for the school district or so, are we going to risk them getting a possible, $10, $20 million just so they can get an extra couple million dollars? In my view, money on the table in the hand is worth more than a couple more dollars and risking losing it all.
You got to think, or you got to wonder, what's going through Octopharma's mind right now as they consider making $1.5 billion investment, putting a manufacturing site here, their headquarters site here, moving hundreds of people down from Charlotte. I mean, that's a huge investment, $1.5 billion. And I would think if I were in their place, I would want to ask myself, is this the kind of situation I want to get into where I've got local governments squabbling with each other?
Right. I wouldn't want to get in the middle of a family feud, essentially. You got the Hatfield and McCoy shooting at each other, and I'm going to move in between them? No, that's, ultimately, the deal hasn't changed for them. So I think they're, if I was them, I would be okay with it, from that standpoint. But, seeing the resolution that the city had already voted on prior to second reading saying that we're going to kill this deal if you make a change to it, you know, that would give me a little heartburn. And you're right. I would want to go to as a company that's investing this amount of money and wants to make a lifetime commitment, I would want to go to a place that I felt welcomed and that everybody is willing to work together, and I wasn't going to get caught in the crossfire.
Well, you know, between the Octapharma and the Novant deals that have been announced, that's only about 75 acres of the 225 acres is there. I guess the question would also arise from any future prospect for out there. Am I going to have to play this game between the county and the city if I decide to locate in the Palmetto Park? Is this going to happen time and time again until that park is filled up?
Right. And that's the bigger concern of these negotiations, not just this short-term deal, but how does the economic development community view what's going on today? Do they risk spending, you know, up to, you know, 6 months to a year trying to figure out, you know, that they want to move here to have it pulled out from under them in a month, you know, at the last second? And then, you know, what does Rock Hill do? You know, if they're risking losing all their revenue to get these big projects, do they just put something out there that pays the full pay tax rate, but it's not as much taxes? But again, to them, getting some money is better than not getting any money, you know. So let's put something small out there that's going to pay, you know, some money. At least it'll be something.
Right now, nobody's getting anything from that piece of dirt out there, right?
That's
nothing
right.
To the county, nothing to the city, nothing to the school district. And you would see, I guess you would think that there would be a more reasonable way to deal with an issue like this. You know, I would love to take all the members of the city council, all the members of the county council, all the members of the school board, put them around a big table and say, you know what? This is our opportunity to try to straighten things out. You know, the Palestinians and the Jews over there in the Middle East haven't gotten along for thousands of years, right? And the way we're going here, we're going to be our own little Middle East situation here. Everybody has to take some responsibility for the state of affairs that we're in right now. The city has to take some responsibility. The county has to take some responsibility. The school district, I'm talking about historically, that brought us to this point. But I would think we'd all want to get in lockstep and start moving the county to take advantage of opportunities as they come along together rather than at odds.
Absolutely. That's what good leadership does. You go in there, you take your hat, and you go to the other people and go, hey, we know there's been issues in the past. Let's put all that behind us. Let's try to work out to a better future and come together, make some agreements, negotiate these things, work these items out. And that way, we do it ahead of time before the next project gets there, because we all want the same thing. We want the best county, the best city that we can get for our residents, for us, for the state. But if we're going to shoot at each other, that's not helping anything. And so, you know, it takes a strong person to realize their weakness and that they need to make amends and come around to make a better opportunity. I mean, you wouldn't do it in your own marriage this way.
No, no. And you got to, yeah, I would also think about what impact is this having on your professional staff, your economic development people, your county managers and his team. I mean, they work hard to put these projects together only to see them undone because of stuff like this. I mean, that's not moving the ball forward, which is what they were hired to do. It's got to be frustrating.
Absolutely. I've spoken to them about that. You know, they're doing a fantastic job. We have great staff and great management at York County. And for them to go out and make promises, to be able to tell people, here's what we're going to do, and then have it undermined for whatever reason at the last minute. You know, say you're the economic development director. How do you go out there and tell a new company, hey, we're going to make this deal with you, after they've just seen two or three deals in the past fall apart because changes were made after they had already agreed to things?
And I have to think, Councilman, that a prospect like Octapharma can go anywhere. And I'll bet you Robert D. Long down in Chester County and his counterpart in Lancaster County are just kind of licking their chops, waiting for this thing to fall apart, so they can say, hey, come on down here. We are going to lay out the red carpet for you.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the economic development landscape is very competitive.
Oh, yeah.
Every state in this country wants this project. Every county in every state wants this project. And so now we have the project in hand. They are wanting to come here, and now we're fighting with people that should be our allies. Yes, there are many counties around here that would gladly take that project in a heartbeat because it's an awesome project for the community, with the jobs they're bringing, with the integration with the schools and with the community college. Mm-hmm. You know, York Tech is going to set up a program to do training for their employees. You know, this diversifies our manufacturing base. You know, one of the issues I have in the past is, you know, we counted on textiles, and every city was or town was built around a textile plant. And when it disappeared, that was the end of it. And so we need diversity in our manufacturing to make sure that that doesn't happen, so that if one thing fails, all our eggs aren't in the same basket. So every other community is going to want the same thing. They're looking for this type of project, and we have it, and we're going to possibly throw it away.
Yeah. And, you know, the last thing is interesting. When the amendment was put on the table by Councilman Roddy to take away the money from the city, I'm wondering why he didn't suggest that we take the money away from the county as well and give that to the Rock Hill School District.
It's that I don't know, because he didn't bring it up. Yeah. But, that would make at least it would be more, it would seem reasonable to the outside.
More equitable.
That's right. Right. And if it's really that important to provide this money. But it's a lot easier to give away somebody else's money than it is your own money, especially when you know what your needs are. My neighbor might look like he has a lot of money, so I can just maybe I can just have some of his money because I'm struggling. But, everybody has the same struggles. We all know that everybody's underfunded.
Any last-minute suggestions as you get prepared for this special meeting for the third reading on this Wednesday night?
I hope that cooler heads will prevail, and that we don't dig our heels in, that we get this project through, and then we sit down and make good conversations with all of the stakeholders to work out a plan going forward.
As former Councilman Kerwood Chapel used to say, we need peace in the valley.
That's
he used
correct.
To say that all the time, all of the time. Well, I hope you're correct. I hope it works out because this is just too big a project to let go south. When they call it a generational change project, that's exactly what it is. We'll just see it. Councilman Andy Litton, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for your time. 824 here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings.